listener production.
Well, Ham, this is our remembering project.
Yep, where a random day of the year is selected and we look up the run sheets from all our shows from across the years to find any we did on that day.
Over 20 years, that's about 2,500 shows and roughly 26,000 talk breaks. Today, we pick one. One talk break only and try to remember what happened based on what was written down on the run sheet from that day.
As always, we've got podcast Mike with us here for any technical stuff.
Hello.
Mike, what date was randomly chosen today?
It's the 1st of June.
Okay then, it's Haim's go. Here's Mike with the sponsorship stuff before we find out what year Haim will take us back to and see if we remember anything from that day.
This is Hamish and Andy's Remembering Project.
All right, Ando.
Yep.
1st of June. We've done a lot of shows on the 1st of June. We've done shows on the 2007, 2009, 2010, 2012, 2016, 2017. Mm-hmm. We did not do shows on 2008, 11, 13, 14 or 15.
And we don't know yet whether we did them in 2006, 5, 4 because we've lost
still
the
a
archive.
Mystery. Still a mystery. Yeah. You'd even money for 06. I'll tell you what, there's a lot of, as always, there's a lot of stuff that came up.
Full show? Were we lazy that day or was it chockers?
No, the one I picked is absolutely chockers.
Okay.
2007 looked like we were a run of the mill. Anthony LaPaglia was on. So he gives you a bit of an idea. You know, you're like, oh yeah. Well,
probably for Without a Trace.
Great call. Doesn't say, but it's the one thing it's in the notes from that show.
Yeah. Yep.
He was only on for one break.
Okay.
So that's usually a sign that someone's like a... nice to chat, Anthony, but yeah. Well, I didn't come on fizzing, Mike.
Yeah.
You always tell him.
I have no idea who that is.
You don't know who Anthony LaPaglia
really,
is?
Really? No. Is he a footballer?
No. Oh, not bad. Didn't he own Sydney FC for a while?
Yeah, a very famous Australian actor.
Hugely famous Australian
Lantana.
Actor. Hugely famous. Yep. Most famous Australian actor of all time. That's weird that you don't know him. No, he's Jonathan LaPaglia, host of Survivor's brother. I think he's his big brother.
But Jonathan was the lesser brother.
Survivor.
As far as famous.
Survivor
famous.
Helped Jonathan significantly.
Yes.
Is Jonathan the current host of Survivor, Australia?
Yeah.
Have no idea.
Sorry.
Not familiar with the LaPaglias.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad I didn't take us back to 07 to relive Anthony LaPaglia's interview. Another famous duo, although they're not officially recognised as a duo, that wandered through our doors June 1st, but this time 2009. Mm. We had Ian Thorpe.
Oh, wow.
On the show. We also had Mika.
Oh.
On the show, the singer. Again, not what I picked.
Yes. And, he sings Big Girls, You Are Beautiful.
Yeah.
And what was the other?
Grace Kelly.
Grace
Love
Kelly.
Today.
Grace Kelly was the huge. That was huge.
He was a nice fellow.
He was a lovely guy. I think he did it live. I think he did Grace Kelly for us live and blew the roof off.
Yes.
Right?
But you haven't picked that.
Haven't picked it.
Wow. I hope this date comes up again. I'd happily go back to
America. Do you know why I haven't picked it? Because then I saw where we were in 2010 on June 1st. We're on the Caravan of Courage.
Oh, Great Britain and Ireland.
Yeah, Great Britain and Ireland. And on this particular day, this was the day that we pulled into the castle, the haunted castle. We pulled into a place
Castle Lep.
Castle Lep in a place called Roscrea in Ireland, which I'd forgotten the name of it.
Yep.
But if you remember, when we're on the Caravans of Courage, Mike, like we'd drive, record. And
they were insane days, Mike.
Very long days.
We'd wake up. I mean, we'd never have the energy to do it these days.
No. Oh my
but
god!
Essentially, we'd wake up
always hungover,
super early, drive for several hours.
And Andy was always first in the driver's seat, just be like, we've got to make good time. And we always had stops where we were like, we want to go to this place and record something.
And for people who don't know, the Caravan of Courage was a trip we did from the bottom of Ireland. We started in Cork,
popped the cork, and popped it back in London. Yeah. Did a lap.
Went all the way through Ireland, took a ferry to Scotland, then came back down to London and we filmed it at the same time.
But filming it for a TV special, but every day, it was 2 weeks, and wherever you stopped, you did the radio show. So whilst we were in the castle for this show, it was not like, we hadn't done anything at the castle. Because remember, we just got to the castle. We were staying at this haunted castle, Mike. It was like a 1,000-year-old castle.
Yeah, I remember this on TV.
Yeah.
It had what's called an oubliette, was that?
Yeah, that's right. Dungeon where you just push people in and it's just a 3-story hole.
Wasn't there something where, did one of you do a fart and you were trying to see it on the ghosts?
So we were. Well, we had all this, we say ghost busting equipment, but there is no such thing. Because
we spoke to a fellow who said,
and he goes, you get a thermal imager.
Yeah.
And that's this is the, we were, this is the, so we recorded the show the afternoon or the evening of knowing that that night we were going to camp out in the Haunted Castle, wait to see the ghost who allegedly like made an appearance every night and could thermal image the ghost.
And on, if I remember correctly, Ham, on the top level, the roof had caved in, so we were up there. It was bloody cold.
It wasn't a top quality castle.
And the elements were coming in and we'd taken the sleeping bags up
there. We were on hay. We were on hay. And in modern times, we were on hay. We were sleeping on hay.
And the plan was to stay through the night, which we did in search for the ghost, and you had the thermal image.
And then it wasn't happening and then we just tried to thermal image a fart. But anyway,
not the first time one of you has had to fart on the other person for a prank.
No, we didn't fart on the other person.
I mean, we're in close proximity though. But not that, you're right, not the first time that we've wanted a fart to come out.
Like with the fish and chips.
Yep. Yeah. When we were testing to see how fast food went through me to see if Andy could smell what I'd eaten. So, but anyway, you're about to hear audio from a couple of guys that hadn't done that yet. We're as old as we'd ever be before doing that thing because it was the afternoon of. What I was going to say, Mike, was we would stay in a place, but you'd reflect the last 24 hours.
Of course.
So whilst we were at the castle,
yes,
we were actually reflecting what had happened for the previous 24 hours. And I'm going to throw two things at you here, Ando. We met the matchmaker.
Oh, my gosh.
This guy called Willie Day, I think his name was.
Okay, I couldn't remember.
And he was this Irish matchmaker. Mm. And he had this...
He had this amazing...
Scam going. Really.
Okay. But he was well known in all the area to find the perfect match for a man or woman.
And he was just like, I can kind of connect you. Yep. And do you know, have a listen. I've got a little bit of him to jog your memory. Okay. I totally forgot this.
Yep.
And I saw it written down here on one of the run sheets. He also had something to do with horses. And we did it like a horse-based... Do you remember this?
No.
Neither do I. Did a horse-based chat with him. Mm-hmm. But this will give you an idea of what this guy was like.
As well as being a champion matchmaker, Willie was also a horse whisperer.
So he took us out to his stables to show us his horses and give us some tips for meeting the perfect lady.
Would you say that women are a bit like horses in any way? Are there any similarities between
I think so. There are the two similarities that I would see is that they love to be tickled in the ear.
Mm. Yep.
And the other thing that their dislikes then is when a horse is eaten, it's always best to stay away from them because they're quite aggressive when they're eating.
And like girls. Is
that the same for women?
Women, when they're eating, after coming back from work, you don't ask them anything and don't impose on them at that time.
Yeah. Okay.
They can kick. Well, they wouldn't kick like the horse at all, but
they'll kick you.
That's women.
That was his advice to us. And you listen back to that and you're like, what an absolute bad man this guy was. Just dragging like... But that was Caravan of Courage. You know, you're out in a field, you're in a barn with some Irish guy telling you about the similarities between horses and women.
But the difficult thing that people probably wouldn't know is obviously we're going to start in Cork and we're going to drive all of Ireland. And you have to stop somewhere because you have to record a show, a live radio show.
Yeah.
But often there is nothing.
Yeah.
In that stretch.
Yeah.
Now, and so, of course, you're talking to Mad Willie.
The idea that just putting a microphone under anyone will produce gold radio because you have to be on the side of the world is a complete lie.
Yeah, like, exactly.
It's chance just going down to Westfield and going, excuse me, sir, could you be 5 minutes of entertaining radio?
Yeah.
It's you kind of get what you're given.
And some days were tougher than others.
They were.
But I loved Willie.
I listened back, though, to Willie when he was like, don't get near a woman while she's eating. Mm. And I'm like, geez, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd only been going out with my now wife for about 6 months at the time.
Right.
And I was like, oh, what's he talking about? He doesn't know what he's talking about. Geez, that's
sage advice.
He's good. That's really good. Do not get – that's smart. Don't get near my wife while she's eating. That's very smart. Do you know, the other thing we did on the show is we went on dates with girls. We both had girlfriends at the time.
And Hang on.
Yeah, he set up speed dating and you and I
– dated.
No, we went – we had a segment where we were like dating girls.
Right.
I don't know what we thought we were doing. I've actually listened back to that. I haven't listened to the break we're about to listen to, which is what I wanted to introduce you. And I thought, look, I want to play this because I don't remember it at all. Mm-hmm. I have no recollection of this night. Do you remember the night before we were in a town and we went to a pub and I played the tin whistle?
Mm-hmm. Mm, I do.
I don't remember that at all.
It was with a band.
Yeah, did I play with a band?
Yes.
That's what it says here. Night before, there's like a flashback. Last night, Hamish and Andy went out in Doolin. Hamish played tin whistle in an Irish band.
We went also surfing in Doolin.
Right.
And it was so cold.
Yeah, that's right. We're covered in...
We covered ourselves in
butter
because we've seen people put lard on them when they crossed the English Channel.
That was the best we could hope for.
And we went out there to try and surf and it was just so cold. But remember...
And we can't surf.
Remember after that...
One of our many showers.
We had this shower together to try and get the butter off.
At this caravan park, they'd gone and bought like 3 bottles of Jif because we were like, get something that is like a grease remover because soap won't get butter off.
We're in separate cubicles but at the local caravan park and we ended up... Someone had to go back to the supermarket to get dishwashing detergent because we couldn't get the butter off.
I think we were even scouring our skin like with steel wool because we're like... We've got to do 2 more weeks on the road. We're just like greased up pigs. So anyway, that was Doolin.
Then we went out that night to the pub.
All right, here's the bit I want to play. This is the bit I haven't heard yet. Mm-hmm. I have not heard the night of the tin whistle gig. But before we cue it up, Mike, you've got a bit of sponsorship gig you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll hear some whistling after this.
How'd you feel that went, Mike?
I thought it went good.
Yeah, you're good. You're very good at this. Okay, now speaking of very good... Shall we find out how the gig at the Irish pub went?
The 1st of June 2010.
Hamish and Andy on the Caravan of Courage, Great Britain and Ireland. Castle Lepp and Ross Cray. Hey, last night went out in Doolin.
Wasn't it sensational?
It was.
It's regarded, the place we're in last night, sort of on the left-hand side of Ireland on the coast, and... It feels like the whole town is a themed village.
It does.
Although that's a bit racist because they are just, it's Irish. It just feels like an Irish themed village, but I suppose we are in Ireland, so that's just going to be what it looks like.
It's just a normally themed village for them. Hey, we went into a pub last night, tight pub.
Yeah.
Just
for about our 600th roast meal.
Yes.
That's all we eat here, just roasts.
And Irish stews. The music they're playing, it's similar to what you'd hear at Bridie O'Reilly's.
Or the lower decks of the Titanic.
The Irish-themed pubs in Australia.
Yeah.
But the level of enthusiasm towards it is far greater than you have in Australia where you go, oh, why is that guy still fiddling?
Man, how sorry do you feel for this guy?
Yeah. Why is he on the violin? Everyone was so into it.
This is proper decks underneath the Titanic. Hope we don't drown. Uh-oh, we're going to. Who cares? Have a bit of fun.
Have a bit of fun. It was knee patting, thigh slapping, foot tapping. Goodness.
Wasn't it? And then it just got better.
Well, I disagree.
A local... Idiot. Tin whistle enthusiast happened to be in town
not
last
a local,
night.
An international
star, the Andre Rieu of tin whistling.
Yeah.
And the locals.
The Peter Andre of tin whistling.
Peter Andre Rieu. Well, I'll meet you halfway. Just have a listen here, guys. As
Hamish
the town of Doolin absolutely rises as one. They were speechless. You'll hear a moment in this where they couldn't clap. They were so amazed.
They didn't clap. Yeah. Let me please paint the picture, and I'll be fair. A pub loving the Irish music.
Yeah.
A nervous international part-time tin whistler.
Nervous because I weren't sure if they were ready for it yet.
In the wings. You'll hear Hamish, he's been sitting there for about 15 minutes because they don't have really length to these songs, this jab, waiting for an opportunity to get up. This is what went down.
A bit. Do you want me to just kick it off? And we'll see if you guys know it. How's it going, everyone? I'm new. I've only had this for about 6 hours, so just a bit of shush or you miss the complexities. Hang on. Who knows this one? Vengabus. Yeah, Vengabus? The Vengabus is coming. All right, thanks very much. Thanks a lot. Always whistle, kids. Thanks very much. Whistle do the trick.
Well, I can... It's a little clearer why I don't remember it because I was looking at it going, play tin whistle with a band. You'd think I'd do that. I now
with
the
band's unfair.
Yeah, it's near a band.
Near a band.
After a band. Pretty generous crowd in hindsight because I think for
also,
now it's jogged my memory. And the whole point of the remembering project works because it's jogged my memory when I said on stage, oh, I've only had this for 6 hours, because I had bought the tin whistle. This was very the start of our trip. I must have bought it that day. And I'd been practicing in the car. And it's because a tin whistle is like a little recorder.
Well, being a bus was actually quite good. I got that, but you obviously certainly weren't confident enough with it. You did like one and a half riffs before jumping up going, being a bus.
I thought it was popcorn.
What do you mean? I'll take that too.
I thought it was that. Then he said Vengabus. I was like, oh, okay.
I think the first thing I was trying to play was Danny Boy.
Yeah.
Which I thought would be a home ground classic.
But the nerves were so much that no wind was coming.
too much wind. That's the difficult thing about the tin whistle from now that I remember. It needs to be a gentle flow. And the adrenaline's racing.
Gusto.
Too much gusto. You're in an Irish pub. You know, they're thick armed men with small violins. And you can just see one about to be busted over your head. And the... It was just an absolute tornado came out of my mouth, honked it, blew it apart, blew the valve.
That's great remembering.
Oh, great trip. God, great couple of days.
Listener.